Daniel in Washington is in love with his older home's windows, but needs some help working on them. What can we do for you?
I want to know how I can remove them without destroying them or having to cut off the weights and letting them fall in the wall, as I was told that's what I have to do.
Well, why do you want to preserve the weights, Dan?
Well, my biggest fear is they're upstairs windows, and I don't want them to cause any damage when I cut them loose, and I just want to pull them out intact, I guess, for seeing what exactly they are. They're being used for weights.
Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about that. How old is your house, Dan?
It was built in 1900.
Okay. So the weights themselves are these sort of round tubular pieces of solid cast metal, and I wouldn't worry about letting them drop. They're only going to drop to sort of the bottom of the wall cavity. They're not really going to do any damage. They'll drop down a couple of feet and stop. But what you do is cut those cords or disconnect the chains, let the weights drop, pull out the pulleys, take out the upper and the lower sash, and then you insert the replacement window into the rest of the wood sort of old window frame that's left. That's the smart move because it's very easy to do. You don't have to tear up any siding or anything like that. You basically just take apart the operable sashes and slip the new replacement windows inside, which you can do because all replacement windows are basically built to fit. That's the way the technology is designed to work. You know, if you put in an order for replacement windows, they put all the numbers into a computer, and it spits out the window at the other end of the assembly line, and you just slip them in, and you're done. It's a very easy installation. You need to be really careful on the measuring, though, and I would have the company that you're buying the windows from do the measuring to make sure you get it right. But not to worry about the weights. Not a big deal.
It's funny you mentioned that. He actually did come out and look at them, and he told me that he wouldn't be able to give me the measurements to get the windows myself, because when they order them, the guys that install them have to do any work that's needed to make them fit properly, because he just takes a rough measurement.
So was he just giving you an estimate? Was he there to measure for an estimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense. Plus, I got to tell you, every company does a little bit different. So if you buy it from manufacturer A, they may measure one way, and manufacturer B might measure it slightly differently. So whoever you buy these from, they have to do the exact measurements. He may have just been measuring so he knows how to price, you know, the order, but it may have to be measured again before you actually do the order.
Plus, they're, you know, the numbers are really guarded. He might be thinking that if he gives you the exact measurements, you're going to turn around and go to another company or order them yourself and try to do it yourself.
Which you really couldn't do, because what if he has the numbers wrong? You'll end up paying for windows that don't fit.
So if we already did, I measured the frame on the windows, not the window itself, and we did just put the order in. So I could be in trouble here.
Are you going to put them in yourself?
Yeah, because it's half the cost of the windows was the labor to put them in.
Well, how did you know how to measure them? Did you get advice from who you bought the windows from?
Yeah, he told me to measure the frame, not the window, not the part of the window that moves, but he said the frame itself.
Right.
And he said that's the numbers that they would use if they sent somebody out. And then he offered, because it was free, and went to send somebody out. And when the guy showed up, he did the kind of, you know, whoa, hold on, I just kind of give them rough numbers and they do what they need to make them fit from there.
What I would do if I was normally ordering windows is I would get the advice on how exactly they need to be ordered. I would make, you know, take the measurements and order them to fit. You know, if that's what you did and you followed their instructions, you should be okay. But the thing is, if you got it wrong, you're going to get a window that doesn't fit and you're going to have a problem. But as long as you follow their instructions, then you should be okay.
All right. It just kind of made me worry when the guy that showed up here gave me a different story than the guy down at the store.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, they're all experts. They all have their way.
And clearly they're not talking to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, like I said, that was the part that scared me and why I wanted to get some advice on this.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.